Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
So we were talking about what we expect or what we hope to happen on a Sunday night. As I mentioned, I've got that thing, so I don't know that I will be listening to it. In fact, I'm pretty sure that I won't be, unless there is something dramatic and somebody will let me know. Ramaphosa is speaking on Sunday night. It is a high-stakes situation. Gabriel Krause is a writer, analyst at the Institute of Race Relations. Good morning. Thank you for joining us. How are you doing?
Morning, Howard. Well, thanks. Greetings to you, host.
Good. So what do you hope? I've asked our listeners what they hope in terms of the announcement Sunday night. So far, pretty much everyone's saying they just want Ramaphosa to resign. But I don't think that's about that. So let's perhaps put that aside and ask you, what would be the way that you would like to see Ramaphosa handling this Mkhwanazi, these allegations?
I think that the first step would be to suspend Minister Senzo Mkhunu, and the basis for that would be that he clearly misled Parliament. He said that he did not know Brown Mokotsi and that he was not an associate, and now mm-hmm. he has said that, okay, he was a comrade. I do know him, but he wasn't an associate.
Right.
Which is clearly a semantic game grounded in sort of revolutionary talk from the struggle era, when maybe it was morally just to lie to Parliament because Parliament was unjust. But it is now 30 years, 40 years later, you know, we have a just system, and for a minister to mislead Parliament and try and cover it up with such a paper-thin nonsense is unacceptable. And so he should be suspended and fired, really, mm-hmm. and a new minister should be appointed. But that's not enough. The second step is President Ramaphosa needs to commit to boosting the funding for the political killing task force that Minister Mkhunu has allegedly tried to basically cancel. And furthermore, President Ramaphosa needs to boost the funding for the independent directorate. And if we go back to a couple of years ago, when there was a resignation at the head of the ID, a week after the papers had been submitted to get an international arrest warrant against the Guptas, and all that needed to happen was some more paperwork needed to be done. Then that wasn't done. Then some political excuses were made. And the reason that the then director resigned was she said the presidency promised to give us the funding that we needed to really make these cases stick. And since then, the funding has gone down. And those words were kind of given through her surrogates rather than directly. But if you track the numbers, it's irrefutable that that's what happened. So, you know, the bizarre thing about